From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Fallout continues from the news yesterday that President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has pleaded guilty to lying to federal agents. He's now agreed to cooperate with investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. VOA News correspondent Jim Malone reports President Trump continues to say he has nothing to do with any Russian involvement in the election.
As part of the plea deal, Flynn has admitted that a senior member of the Trump transition team directed him to make contact with Russian officials during the presidential transition in December of 2016. So what this means is there's more to come now. And just, you know, recently we've heard the president say he really wanted to have this probe wrapped up even by the end of the year. There's no sign of that happening.
Flynn is the fourth member of the Trump 2016 presidential campaign to be charged, and he is the first former White House advisor to plead guilty in connection with the Russia investigation. The United States Senate has passed a nearly $1.5 trillion Republican tax bill that's historic in scope and an urgent political priority for President Trump and the GOP. The vote was 51-49, largely along party lines. Not a single Democrat voted in favor of the legislation, which was crafted behind closed doors by Senate Republican leaders. The bill lays the bulk of its tax cuts on businesses and higher-earning individuals and gives more modest breaks to others, some of them temporary. The Senate bill and the House representatives' version must be reconciled before the president signs it into law. Democrats, meantime, claim the cuts will lead to more inequality. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations Security Council ministers will meet this month to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Reuters' Grace Lee gives us more.
The UN has a lot planned for North Korea this month. An announcement today confirming a meeting of Security Council ministers on December 15th to discuss the country's nuclear and missiles program. It comes just days after North Korea successfully launched a new ballistic missile, which experts say could reach most of the United States. Another separate meeting will be held to discuss human rights abuses, an annual meeting that Pyongyang's ally China tries to prevent every year. North Korea has repeatedly rejected accusations of human rights abuses and blames economic sanctions for its dire humanitarian situation. But a landmark 2014 UN report said that North Korean security chiefs, and possibly Kim Jong-un himself, should face justice for overseeing a state-controlled system of atrocities, which the report says were comparable to crimes committed by Nazis during World War II.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says counterterrorism cooperation with Egypt is growing, and the U.S. remains committed to strong ties with Cairo. That's despite freezing some military aid to Egypt over rights concerns earlier this year. Mattis made the comments as he traveled to Cairo, the first stop on a four-nation tour that will also take him to Jordan, Kuwait, and Pakistan. Syrian air defenses intercepted at least two Israeli missiles fired at a government military position in Damascus province early Saturday, but the attacks still caused damage. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the missiles, presumably Israeli, targeted positions of the Syrian regime and its allies south of Damascus. An Israeli military spokesman declined to comment. Australia's new foreign policy plan says greater self-reliance is needed as the country prepares for a world in which the U.S. retreats and China becomes more powerful and unpredictable. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull believes Australia must adapt to an evolving world order. He raised concerns about the pace and scale of China's activities in the contentious South China Sea, prompting Beijing to insist that Canberra should not get involved in the wide-ranging territorial dispute. Australia has also recently benefited from some initiatives along economic and energy independence, including a new football field-sized battery that was unveiled to power and store power from wind energy. Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in an effort to give security forces whatever powers they may need to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Authorities say at least one protester died. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.